Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you, and welcome back on board On the Mark. Hope you and your family had a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We're back in business and on the mark. If you're not out hunting in the woods with a gun, why, give us a call at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. And I said, our telephone number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. They sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles and are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They are a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. Well, we've got some things to talk about this morning, but we have a caller on the line already, and he wants to talk about Joe Biden. So, Stan, go ahead. You're on the mark.
Good morning. Good to be back from vacation, huh?
Yeah, considering I spent mine sick, yeah, it's much better.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, rough one then.
Yep.
Just calling. I seen something on Yahoo News today, came across that Biden won't be participating in the COP28 UN Conference on Climate over in Dubai this year. But they're expecting 70,000 people there.
Okay.
You know, they're going to talk about how we're going to save the world and the climate, and we're going to bring in 70,000 people on mostly private jets, probably. Isn't that wonderful how they're going to save the environment?
I doubt that they're all coming in private jets, Dan. I mean, I'd like to believe that they were that ignorant, but I don't think they are.
but there'll be a good number of them will.
Well, probably. Yeah, some of the more important ones. If John Kerry winds up going.
Oh, he'll be there.
Oh, I'm sure he will be.
Yeah, he'll be there. He's going to represent the United States, you know, misrepresent, but whatever. But he's going to be there. And, you know, with today's modern technology, with Skype and all the stuff, the Zoom calls and all that, why do you suppose that they think they need to fly into Dubai, a rich country, so they can live like kings for a week and talk about climate, how they're going to keep the little people down and restrict what they can and can't do to travel and live?
I doubt that that's the stated objective of the meeting, Stan.
You don't think they come out and tell us that? The truth?
You know, let's face it, there is probably some reason to have some concern about global warming and these problems. You know, whether you believe they're cyclical, as I do, or whether you believe they are man-made and a serious threat to the environment and to our Earth, as a lot of people do, then, you know, we should at least take a look at it and see if there are things we can do to make stuff better. I mean,
so
that's not an unreasonable thing to do.
Huh? Right, but both you and I have lived through at least four or five end-of-world events.
Yeah.
Told for the last 30, 40 years that in 5 to 10 years, the world's going to end? And Dubai's a good example of that. What are they doing? They built a big island out there in the Gulf, you know, the Arabian Gulf or whatever it's called there, You know, they built these islands out there. It looks like a palm tree. It's pretty fancy. They spend a lot of money. Do you really think that they would spend that kind of money if they were worried about the oceans rising and wiping that out?
Well, I think they also built an indoor ski rink, too, that has man-made snow year-round. I mean, they've spent a lot of money.
One of those in There's one of those in New Jersey, Joe.
Well, this one's pretty big over in Dubai, I believe.
So is the one in Jersey.
Okay.
There.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
But, you know, the hypocrisy and all the other stuff that you want to call it going on with these people is disgusting. You know, they will tend to tell us you need to drive electric vehicles, you need to, all the power grid needs to go renewable, and you see how that works out for people.
Okay, well,
you
know, what does make common sense? I mean, are you at all concerned about the environment?
Well, we've been concerned about the environment for years.
So
yeah, I don't want people
do?
Dumping crap in the river and polluting. I don't want excessive emissions going into the air, which there isn't now. We've cleaned up the air considerably since the 70s, haven't we? I think it's probably 100 times better, maybe even more so than it was in the 70s. So we're on the right path. But to destroy the economy and people's lives to achieve it, what does that actually do for us?
Well, I agree. I mean, I think it's got to be a balancing act. We have to determine what can be done without destroying what we already have. Too many people are not willing to take that position. I am. I think we need to take a close look at things we can logically do to improve the environment and that the cost-benefit ratio is there to do them.
Well, yeah, I don't have a problem with that if it works. But right now they're pushing all EVs. Everybody's going to buy 2035, blah, blah,
well,
blah.
That's so ridiculous.
No gas-powered vehicles sold.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous. It's not even funny.
Yeah. And I just seen something that the head of a mining corporation, I don't know his name, I put it out there, he says there's not enough lithium in the world to produce the batteries for what they want to do. That's the world, he says. With all the known lithium deposits, says there's not enough in the world to do what they want to do.
Well, I really wouldn't know. I don't know how much lithium there is in the world.
Well, this guy does. That's what he does. He's a mining guy.
Okay.
Right? Okay, that's what he said. He says there's not enough in the world to do what they want to do in the time frame that they want to do it. Period. And the pollution that's mining and gathering that from where they're getting in the Congo and all that, that's going to the environment, I think it's far worse than what a little CO2 coming out of my tailpipe is doing.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying.
You know, I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that.
But there's people that will.
Well, yeah, all right. But let's say, you know, the argument about lithium is one that's been going on for some period of time, whether or not we can't mine for coal, we can't mine for other things here in this country. That's bad, but we can let foreign children mine for lithium in other places, you know. So I think we'd have to decide what the somebody would have to decide how much lithium there is, how much lithium is needed to make this all practical, and whether or not it can be achieved. Otherwise, just going ahead and starting up and saying we're going to do this doesn't make any sense. I've always felt the government had done that they had made some good faith effort to determine whether or not what they were proposing was practical. Am I wrong?
Well, maybe in the past, but now it's all a political agenda. So it's just what it seems like. It's a political agenda. You know, we're going to do this because we can, and it's a power trip for these people. They want to be able to control the free movement of the citizens of this country and all around the world. And that's how they're going to do it, because you're going to restrict how you can travel. If you can't, you know, they want to restrict about, they've talked about restricting people's ability to get on a plane, what they can eat, no meat. You know, we've got to get rid of the meat. I've seen some guy talking, oh, we need to, if everybody would just change their diet and go to a strictly plant-based diet, the problems we saw, because, you know, all the environmental, what it takes in the environment to produce meat, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
you know,
Stan,
it's the same old stuff.
There are too many people in this country and around the world who travel. I mean, they're trying to restrict travel. That isn't going to fly. Who are these people?
Yeah.
What are they going to get? You know, that's not going to work.
Well, I agree. But that is their goal. Listen to the people at the World Economic Forum. That's where most of this crap comes from. And the UN's pushing it, too. Follow the UN. Get on Instagram or Facebook or whatever and follow some of the crap they put out. They're pushing, you know, change your diet, restrict what you do. You know, you will, remember, you will own nothing and you will be happy. That's the World Economic Forum's motto.
Well, you should have called last week when we had Pamela Falk on, CBS's UN correspondent. She believes the UN provides a very valuable service.
Uh-huh. Right. So they're providing a valuable service and over there in the Middle East, aren't they?
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, they're kind of limited by what they can do. I mean, the way the thing's set up, the Security Council can't do a lot because there's a big, fat Russian vote there. And the Russians aren't going to leave like they did in the 1950s before the Korean War, or during the Korean War, when they left in anger, and then they voted to go ahead and send troops in. They don't want that to happen, so they won't be leaving anytime soon.
Right, yeah, you got them, and you got China. And, you know, it's always fun to watch when they put some dictatorship into head of the Human Rights Council.
Yep. Well,
that's always a good time.
Well, we'll have to see what happens at the Biden 28, the top 28 summit. And
well, Joey won't be there.
Okay.
And they're going to burn up a lot of fuel getting there, you know, with all these people. And I'm sure the steak and lobster and champagne will flow readily, even though it's a, you know, a predominantly Muslim country. So they will celebrate and have a grand old time. Well, I don't know whose money. Some of it's taxpayer money because we pay for the UN.
Okay, we do indeed.
Tax dollars. So y'all have a great day
Think
about what they're doing to it.
I'm surprised you're not out in the woods, Dan.
Ah, no, I don't have time for that.
Okay.
Besides, if you get one, that's when the work begins.
Well, I guess it does. You have to clean the thing and get it ready for freezer.
When all the work begins. If I want something to eat, I know where to get it.
Yeah,
all
the grocery
store.
So you'll
have a great day.
Thanks, Dan. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. One of our emailers sends us an article here that I think is interesting, and it's kind of scary at the same time. It says, the Denver School District is among the first in the country to adopt a language justice policy as a long-term goal. The district would encourage non-English-speaking students to be able to use their native language to learn, as opposed to being educated in English, which advocates say is oppressive and rooted in racism. So teaching English is oppressive and rooted in racism. Denver schools had about 90,250 students in 2022, with about 35,000 multilingual learners with home languages other than English. The district has 200 languages spoken across the district, with Spanish as the home language for the majority of those. The district included a draft of an equity document that includes a policy statement on language justice. It was included in the November 16th school board agenda. The document includes this definition of language justice. Are you ready for this? The notion of respecting every individual's fundamental language rights to be able to communicate, understand, and be understood in the language in which they prefer and feel most articulate and powerful. Well, now, how and when will they learn English and adapt themselves to the United States of America? That's one heck of a good question. You know, the whole idea behind this country is that we're a melting pot, but that we learn to be able to communicate with each other. If we're all going to speak 200 languages and have a school district say that the students should be able to speak to all 200 languages and have the teachers and everybody else understand them, is absolutely absurd. I think if you want to talk about America, coming to America and becoming part of the country, the language we speak most here is English. Learn it. It doesn't, you know, there are all sorts of places available to learn the English language. Why don't you give it a shot? You might find you like it. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. We have a call coming in. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more of On the Mark.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
If you're turning 65 or retiring soon, it's time to consider your Medicare options. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 per month, with access to more than 29,000 doctors and 100 hospitals across Pennsylvania, plus plan options that may include dental care, eyewear, and hearing benefits. If it's time for Medicare, learn about the many benefits of Geisinger Gold.
Geisinger Gold are HMO, PPO, and HMO T-SNP plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold depends on contract renewal.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, welcome back to On the Mark. We have one call on the line. We had one coming in. We didn't get to it, but give us a call back and we'll pick you up. On the Mark, the text messages this morning, the efforts to make English the official language of the USA has been opposed by the left for years. Now we know why. Another one says, the language justice, if the predominant language in this country is English, then everyone needs to learn it. And then one of our texters says, Stan, when the oceans rise, lands will flood. The global warming is real. If you don't want to help, stop. It's your right. If you don't want to help, stop it. It's your right. Good luck, though. Signed by Bob. All right, Joseph, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Joe. You don't sound up to power today. You're a little... You're not feeling too well?
Yeah, I had a bout of illness over the holiday weekend, so... But thank you for noticing. I'm here. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about... I just heard this morning a new Biden doctrine on if you address an illegal alien, of course they don't call them that, but you must ask them first, how do you want me to address you, as a male or female or whatever? And this language business is very important. If you heard what the Prime Minister of Ireland said about that little Irish girl that got loose, left go from Hamas.
Yeah, lost and found. Very bad choice of
lost,
words.
Now she's found.
Yeah, bad choice
and
of words.
He'd never mentioned terrorists and the barbaric things that happened and all that. And it's all in toning down everything. You cannot call a spade anymore. In other words, we've all acquiesced to this. I haven't, but the world has, with these homosexuals and these transvestites and all these queers and perverted people. I will not go along and address them as they want to be addressed. I don't care. If for a man, I'm going to call him a man. If for a woman, I'm going to call him a woman. If for a queer, I'm going to call him a queer. You know, and that's that, you know. And that's what we should do. It's all toning down, like adultery. Adultery isn't adultery anymore. It's having an affair or, you know, et cetera. Same way with stealing. They're doing away with the word stealing. It's pilfery or misappropriation of funds or something like that. And they're even legalizing, of course, we know that, stealing out in the West Coast. There, where you can steal $900-some, I guess, and it won't be a felony.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal for a lot of crooks, you know. You have to check the price tags before you stick it in your pocket, make sure you aren't going over $1,000.
Yeah. And of course, in the scriptures, it says about this, it says because crime isn't, I'm paraphrasing here, because crime isn't punished speedily, wicked prosper. The wicked prosper. And that's, I think, in Proverbs. But But that's what's happening around the world. And it's all because of this new speak. You know, it's like George Orwell said, you know. And here we are, you know, we're in it, you know. And I talk to a lot of people in public places, and I'll be speaking the way I speak, and they'll say, and these are Christians, and they agree with what I'm saying, but they'll look around, is there somebody around us that can hear this? Like, there's a fearful thing to say the truth anymore, you know what I mean?
Well, but the problem with that is that, you know, your truth and someone else's truth are entirely different.
No, well, my truth, if a man is a man, I'm not like that black woman that was appointed to the Supreme Court. I'm not a biologist. I can't tell what a woman is. She's a woman herself. She's a married woman. She's a Harvard graduate. And she doesn't know what a woman is? Come on.
Well,
you know,
I think
that's not my truth.
Well,
that's the truth.
What kind of an obligation?
A woman is a woman. All I need to do is basically look at them, and I can tell you what's what, you know?
Well, I've seen some people going down the street where I couldn't address whether they were a man or woman. There used to be...
Well, yeah, that is true in quite a few cases nowadays. They're getting hormone treatments and everything like that.
Well, not just that. I mean, some people just, the way they look, the way they choose to look and dress themselves, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them. It's just that they dress a certain way, and it's a little difficult to tell what they are.
Well, there's a young man works at Wise's up here in Milton, and when he's at a cash register, I don't go at his cash register. I mean, he's got fake eyebrows on, just glamorized like a woman. And he's a man, he's a young man. But I just don't like to affiliate with them kind of people.
Well,
they're not real. They're perverted.
What about if, let's say, I used to use Rogaine in my hair to grow hair that I don't really have? Does that make me, or I wear a toupee, does that make me someone you want to avoid?
I don't think you're trying to look like a woman, are you?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the toupee I put on.
Well, if you put long hair like a woman and you want to dress like that, then I say you're perverted, you know?
Okay. Well,
I don't like a man to touch me. I mean, I don't go to a man barber. I just don't. Maybe you call me a homophobe or something like that, but I just...
I don't call people names, but
it's a lifestyle that is not normal. And
well,
we got to start calling these things out.
All right, but
what they are.
We're talking about the English language and whether or not people should learn it in this country is what's motivated your call. And
well,
I think
language. Oh yeah, I want to get back to that. Language was the after the flood in Noah's time, they were all of one language. You know that the whole world, and they had everything common. And it was hunky-dory, and the Almighty came down and scattered them around through the world, and that's where the word Babylon come in. Babel, they spoke different languages. But according to the Bible, they're all going to revert back to that one world thing. Well, they will all speak one language.
But that's not what this school district's shooting for. They want everybody to be able to speak their own language.
Well,
they're not trying
that.
To. They're
That's
not pushing
right
for
now.
That. They're pushing for exactly the opposite of what you're talking about.
Well, they're going to have a common goal and a common, you know, government system and a common currency and all that, a one world order. And so, the whole world won't be speaking one language again. But nowadays, I think they have computers that you can speak to it in French and listen in English, you know, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Well, there you go. I mean, they have the devices now to make a one-world language. Not that everybody speaks one language, but that when you can speak to someone in a computer and it can come out in your tongue that you can understand it.
Well, one of our texters pointed out that there have been efforts over the years to make English the official language of the USA, and it's been opposed by the left. And frankly, I think it should be the official language of the country. The country was founded by English-speaking people, and others who've come here over the years, whether they've been from Germany, Spain, France, wherever they're from, they've learned English.
Well, look at the Jews when they came back. They didn't speak Hebrew. It was almost a lost language.
Yeah.
They restored it, you know, even to their currency, the shekel.
Okay.
A biblical currency, you know.
All right, sir.
And they restored that.
We got to move on. We have another caller pending. Thanks, Joseph. Appreciate your call as always. Van, you're on the mark from New Columbia. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Hanging in there, buddy. How about you?
Good. Hey, this COP meeting, I missed the first part of your program. I think that's what Stan was referring to, but the COP28 over in Dubai, that's going to be a I think it starts tomorrow, actually. But this whole thing, and I know you always question about, you know, when someone says there's like a global cabal that's looking to take over the world and basically, you know, control people. You know, this stuff with these COP meetings, they've been going on now for quite a few years. And it's interesting to look at their agenda to see what's actually on the agenda. And one of the, like the very first thing that they have on their agenda is gender and inclusion. Of all topics worldwide, that is the very first thing they talk about.
You mean in these global summits?
Yes, and it's I'm looking right now on my computer. I'm on the COP28 website,
yeah.
COP28.com, and looking at their schedule. And November 28th, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, whatever their time is, the gender and inclusion is the very first topic that they're going to talk about.
How does that tie into, how do they tie that into the environment? If I'm curious to know.
Well, see, there are many things that are tied into this agenda, and that's just one of them among a multitude of things. They deal with education, they deal with energy, finance, food and agricultural systems. They deal with health. You know, we have all these things now, like the World Economic Forum. We have the World Health Organization. We have all these world organizations that have come to pass in our very recent history, where we used to be, you know, nations that were like under their own rule, where we didn't have this authority that's coming out of nowhere. Like Joe Biden has given the World Health Organization power to, if we have another pandemic or another perceived pandemic, where the World Health Organization can go ahead and make laws that if they say it's mandatory for someone to take a vaccine, that they have to do it. So our autonomy as a free country is being taken away from us. But it's interesting to me why we have all these different topics. And I know what I believe what's going to happen. You know, this world is going to come under control of one man down the road, according to the Bible. I know you don't like to hear that, but that's a fact. And we can see this stuff all taking place before our very eyes. And not only gender and inclusion is one of the topics, but peace also. And that's something that, you know, with what's going on with Hamas and Israel right now, they're under a ceasefire right now. But Israel is going to crank it back up again when it comes to an end. They're going to go right back at them, and you're going to see the world, and I believe it may come out of this summit, where they're going to say, hey, you got to stop. And we may well see Israel divided if the two-state solution that's not popular with a lot of people, but we may see that happen. And the Bible does predict that's going to happen sometime. And, of course, along with that, there's also this world climate and all the stuff they want to do with that, and they want to put restrictions, and it seems like all the restrictions just fall on America and not on China. And like Stan, I did catch the last part when Stan was saying about the lithium batteries and things.
Right.
The thing with lithium batteries, we can have a lot of these battery-powered cars, the electric cars, but you need to charge the batteries. And you're talking, for a charger for one of these cars, you're looking, the smallest one, you're going to have a 30-amp, 240-volt electrical outlet for that. Most of them require a 50 or a 60-amp, 240-volt electrical outlet. So that if you think about what you have in your house, your range in your house, usually a 50-amp, 40 or 50-amp for your range, and it's going to suck up a lot of electricity. It's like with a clothes dryer, that's 30 amps, 240, 120 volt. That also uses a lot of electricity. So you start putting all these electric vehicles on the road and you start having to have them charged. People are going to have charging stations. For people that live out in the country, you're going to have that put in your house. And it's going to cost a good bit of money to have that installed for an electrician to come and do that in your home. And then you're going to have that tax the grid even more. So instead of there being a savings in electricity, there's going to be a higher consumption of electricity. And by mandating these vehicles, and by the way, they also mandated a cutoff switch be installed in all the new cars. Did you hear about that?
What kind of a cutoff switch?
It's a kill switch where, like, if you ever watched, like, they have these cops set up these bait cars, and they have a kill switch.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, stops the motor, right, okay.
So I forget what year it's supposed to be by. I think it's 2025. Don't quote me on that. You can search that out and find out. But there's every new vehicle is going to have this kill switch on it. So what's the purpose behind that? And it seems like, and I know you don't believe it, but maybe you ought to soon start thinking, like, maybe something's up here. If they want to cut the power off to your vehicle, what's the deal with that? Now, they do it under the guise, and this was passed by our Congress here just, a week or so ago, and they go under the guise of, well, if someone is drunk, then they'll be able to have the car not, you know, be shut off if they're drunk.
Or somebody carjacks you. I think that's a useful thing. If you've been carjacked and someone's stolen your car, shut it down.
I think it's a useful thing for a tyrannical government that wants to control your travel. And I think that's what we're getting into.
But couldn't it be used for good purposes?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think any restriction on our freedoms is a good thing. You know, there's always ways of getting around things, though. It's like the criminals, the laws that we have, they always find a way. These criminals, the felons that aren't allowed to have guns, amazingly, they find a way to get a gun. If they put these kill switches on, guess what? There's technicians out there that would gladly bypass that for someone who is a criminal. But why have it on everybody's vehicle?
Well, you raise a good point.
It's only the lawful people that obey the laws. You can pass 1,000 gun laws, and guess what? I'm going to obey them. I may not like them, but I'm going to obey them. But a criminal is never going to obey them. So, you know, laws aren't made for law-abiding citizens. They're for the criminals. So when they break them, we can put them in jail. But the law-abiding citizens are restricted. But anyway, I was just wanted to call and just let you know some of the stuff that's going on. The financial thing, we're seeing there's a push now for digital currency. And, you know, with the Bitcoin that came out, it was a way of bypassing the government. That was a way of bypassing them being able to track your money and tax your money and all that. And Bitcoin, of course, has fallen by the wayside. But our governments now are looking to go ahead and have this digital currency. And eventually, sometime down the road, they're going to have a world digital currency where they can just shut down your accounts. That's happening in China. People over there that dare speak against their government, they're restricted. I saw a man on a documentary.
Van, I'm sorry. I've got to stop you here because I thought you were wrapping up, but I have another caller after taking a break coming up. You want to get the last word? Go ahead. 10 seconds.
Yeah, I just want to say that the governments can be very restrictive. Over in China, people that speak out against their governments have their bank accounts shut down, have their ability to use public transit taken away from them, and their ability to own a private car. So that's a concern.
Okay.
You have a good day.
You too. Thank you, sir. Bob, you've been very patient. You're on the mark from Northumberland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I wanted to notify the area of a scam I got involved in the other day.
You got involved in one? What is a scam?
Yeah, I got into one.
Are
anyhow,
the
other day
I
was looking in the computer for different things, and I've got Walmart and Target and Kohl's and all that, and the thing came up with Walmart, the logo, the whole thing, and then there was a prize giveaway there. If I opened up these two prizes, I could get some money. Well, I opened the two prizes, and hooray, I got $500 coming in 3 days. So that went on down the line, and then finally they asked for $1.50 service fee to enter that account. And that was about 6:47, and about 9 o'clock I got the reply on my computer and said I just bought $157.27 for whatever, I have no idea. And I just called it into my credit card company, and they're going to send me the papers and take care of it. But it was a very... In a naive way of looking at it. I mean, everything looked official to me, but you know how it is.
Yeah. Well,
but anyhow, I don't know how many other people got scammed, but it looks like a real nice invite.
And it tells you to click on two prizes and you win them.
Yep. And then I won the two prizes, and they said my Walmart card will be here in 3 days. Well, it hasn't gotten here in 3 days, but that's beside the point. But they were too quick in replying, because within 3 hours it replied back with my receipt and the whole nine yards, but it didn't say what I bought anyhow. But anyway, I just thought I'd let other people maybe keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, well, that's a concern. I'm sure the Walmart people would be concerned about that happening as well. I mean,
dang right.
that doesn't look good for them. But, you know, people can take their logos. I've seen things that I get emails all the time. I subscribe to my internet service provider is Pentel Data, and I get all kinds of emails telling me I have to have my account reopened or that they're canceling my account if I don't do this or that. Mm-hmm. And the addresses always have a PTD, but they're obviously not from the people there. So I always check the email address or the return address mm-hmm. of whatever's sent to me. And if it looks like it's, you know, real, that's one thing. But if it's not, you know, I just don't even come anywhere near it.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd notify anybody and maybe so they don't fall in the same trap.
Yeah, let's hope not. Hey, Bob, thank you. Appreciate the heads up, sir. Take care.
Thank you, guy. Have a nice day.
You too. All right, the hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All aboard! The Holiday Express presented by Fort Discovery is ready to take you on a holiday wonderland-bound excursion. Depart from the rear of Zimmerman Motors on Saturday, December 2nd at 10 a.m., noon, 2, and 4 p.m., and Sunday, December 3rd at noon, 2, 4, and 6 p.m. The ride's about 1 hour long, and Santa and friends will visit. Tickets are just $13 per person. Those two and under are free lap seating only. Get yours on their Facebook page, Fort Discovery Annual Holiday Express. A limited number of tickets will be available at the Sunbury City Clerk's office on Market Street.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Do you suffer from deliphophobia? Fear of online grocery shopping? Try Giant Direct. With great prices, specially trained shoppers, and no hidden fees. Have no fear with Giant Direct.
Save this week on our brand baby potatoes or yellow onions. 2 for $5.
You check your phone, thermostat, and weather often. But the most important check of all should be yourself. COVID is still out there, but boosters against the latest variants are available. Find out where and how to get up to date at checkyourselfcentralpa.com.
This holiday season, give them a steal. Save $30 on the GTA 26 battery-powered garden pruner. Find yours at steelusa.com/giftguide. Now $149.99, was $179.99 MSRP. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Our texters have been active. One says, if you are randomly offered a prize online, it's a scam. Wake up, people. And then another says about the kill switch that Van was talking about. Says, a kill switch on an automobile will be a panacea for big government. The narrative is to prevent drunk driving. What could possibly go wrong with government in charge? And let's see here. Another one says, Stan, electric cars. I'm sorry, this wasn't Stan's comment. This was Van's comment. Van, electric cars use 110 amperage and can do 220 for faster charge. Once charged, they don't use electricity. Out of the receptacle. And then, Bob, if you had common sense, you would know the seas aren't going to wipe out coastlines. The money people wouldn't finance coastal projects. Okay, Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, early on you were talking about that language, is that Denver school? And
right.
To me, it has a little bit to do with immigration, right? Because we're letting people in without really, I'll say, doing it the old-fashioned way, you know, where you had to pay and wait in line and, you know, prove yourself and study the American different things about early on in America, right?
Right. Well, you had to take a citizenship test, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at, that you had to take a test. I know that for the progressive, that's probably just send shivers up their spines the old-fashioned way. So there was a word that in the Constitution there's no real immigration law, right? It's delegated to the Congress, and that's the people that we elect, you know, on a 2-year, 4-year, 6-year basis of how the immigration laws have progressed or got to the point where they are today or lack of. So it's the way we vote, right? And the founders thought that with a representative government that, you know, that it would have to go the way of the majority, right? That makes sense if there's no cheating in the elections, right? Like if you elect people that want open borders and, you know, there's a vast majority in the House and Senate and President, you're going to get laws that way, right? Is that what you understand?
That would seem reasonable, yes.
Okay, so there was an old word back in the day called assimilation for immigration. Do you recall that?
I don't think it's an old word. It's still a goal, I think. If you want to come to this country, you should want to assimilate into its culture.
No, I'm saying for the progressive people that want to change the United States, like Barack Obama's slogan was hope and change, right?
Right. Well,
he wanted to change. Well, when you change America, where do you think you have to start?
You tell me.
At the Constitution, right? And he was a constitutional scholar in that, and he knew what he was doing. So he wanted to change at that level, but progressives in general, I'm speaking about right now. So assimilation, I mean, seriously, when have you heard a politician talk about assimilation?
Well, I think we should want to talk about it.
I realize that, but in reality, we don't. I think that's why I said it's an old-fashioned word.
Well, we just
leave them in.
We talk
and,
about equity,
you know,
now. We talk about
then
equity.
And to their, like you said, we have to change the language. We have to do everything for an immigrant, right, instead of them changing for us. And just quickly, I mean, I don't need a lot of time on this, but what do you think that the older people wanted them to assimilate to, right? Because America and the United States was vast, and everywhere from Texas to Massachusetts, people were moving in, right? What were they assimilating to?
Well, I don't know what your ethnic heritage is. Mine's Irish. I know the people that came over here probably didn't speak English very well when they came.
Right.
They certainly had a thick brogue if they had any English at all, you know, but we learned to assimilate. I know people came over here from Germany. My mother's side of the family,
assimilate
they came over from the Palatinate.
That's my point.
But they all learned English. They all assimilated into the country.
Right. Even the parents you hear about in the 20s when certain people moved to this area, the children weren't allowed to speak the native tongue in the household, right? They would be punished by the parents. It was that embraced by the parents that this is a place. Well, in my idea, I'll answer my own question then. That you were coming from Italy or any other European or who, it doesn't even matter. But to assimilate to the Constitution of the United States, because it was a new type of government, a new experiment, right? And the founders wanted that to be kept as well as it could, and they knew, obviously, that it could be changed because of the slavery issue, that there are definitely ways in, and there are positives of, you know, the women's vote and all those things that were changed in 27 amendments, I think, right now. So it can be changed, but the laws have changed to benefit the immigrant instead of the way that it was thought to be, that the immigrant would change to become a naturalized American citizen that looked to the Constitution for right and wrong, partly, right? Well, not completely, but as our legal basis.
If I was going to live in Germany, I would expect that I would learn German rather than require everybody in Germany to learn English so they could communicate with me.
Right, and I'm not even talking about the language, though.
You
could go to Chinatown and you could go to Little Italy, and, you know, it wasn't that. It's a more basic assimilation to the idea of our government, which is no longer the deal for people coming in. They don't know. People that come in legally, like you said, have to take a test. But the millions and millions of people that come in here now, they're not familiar with the Constitution. They're not familiar with the struggles, what went on at, the Revolution. They're here. They see that, you know, this is the land of opportunity. Sign up for government benefits. If you get a job, all right. If you get one under the table, all right. You know, that it's... But I'm just trying to say what the assimilation is to the basics of the United States, not language. They spoke broken English in the 1800s. There were enclaves of Germans, and that's not my idea of assimilation. Assimilation has to be to the idea of the American government that was established for the people, and not now. Our federal government is so huge, I can't even comprehend. I said it before. I said the founders would roll over in their grave, or they'd tear up the Declaration and say it's not so bad under King George compared to what we have going on today.
Joe, we've got to take our final break. I'll give you the last word. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you still there, Joe? I'll give you the last... Oh, I'm sorry. I cut Joe off. I was going to say you have another 10 seconds. We do have to take our final break of the day. We'll have time for another call or two afterwards. Give us a call at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. But put OTM at the start of your message.
Sunbury Motors is going to make December 2023 a December to remember. Every Ford, Kia, and Hyundai will be discounted to levels you haven't seen since before COVID. Sunbury Motors Ford, discounting 2023 Ford Escapes up to $5,000 plus 3.9% APR financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. There are 30 available to choose from. Also, save $9,000 off F-150s and 2.9% APR for 72 months. Sunbury Motors Kia has brand new Kia Fortes starting at $20,785. 7 in stock and ready to move. If you're looking for a multi-purpose vehicle, Sunbury Motors Kia has 7 8-passenger Kia Carnivals starting at under $37,000. All Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the financing everyone's looking for. Buy a 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe or a 2024 Hyundai Tucson and get 0% APR financing for 60 months. Sunbury Motors is going to make this December a December to remember. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Golden Strip, Hummel's Wharf, Sunbury Motors Ford, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Take some time to slow down and reflect on the holiday season during the Susquehanna Valley Chorale's Candlelight Christmas on Saturday, December 9th at 7:30 and Sunday, December 10th at 3 at Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury. The concert will feature traditional carols accompanied by harp, organ, percussion, and the Commonwealth Brass. The chorale will be joined by special guests, the Susquehanna Valley Youth Chorale. Tickets are available at svcmusic.org by calling 570-547-0455 or at the door.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down 2 bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back to On the Mark. One of our friends, Tom, says, well, what a surprise. It's paranoid day again on OTM. What a bunch of nonsense from the crazies. It's really not that bad, people. Depends on your view, Tom. A lot of folks think it is that bad. And then one of our texters says, the narrative EVs are going to save the environment is a lie. The production of their batteries alone destroys the environment. Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, real quick, As far as the automobiles with that federal shutoff button and all that, that was a proposal by one of the senators or something. It wasn't voted on or nothing like that yet.
It wasn't?
But, no, it was just a proposal, and they ran with it in the headlines. But here the thing is, as far as going to the border and asking their gender or their pronoun or whatever and all that, yeah, you have to understand that the Democrats and the whole scheme of everything is the one with the world order control, and the only way they could do that is destroy the Constitution. And going after this transgender crap is just a branch of attacking the faith in God. And you know, it was even validated that the FBI had undercover agents within the Catholic Church and whatnot. But here's the thing: is Biden right? Biden has the ability as a president, right, to veto, right? So when Congress came out with you know, their forgive student loan debt, right?
Well, that wasn't Congress, that was the president. That was the president that came up with that.
Well, the Supreme Court said, no, it's unconstitutional.
Right.
You can't do that. Well, the president did like an executive type thing and went against it and did it anyway, right? Right?
Right.
So
tried to.
So here, well, yeah, right. But here's what he's going to try to do as far as the Constitution and taking away the Second Amendment. That's their biggest thing, is the Second Amendment, right? So basically, if you have a gun, you could give it to all your gun, right? You give it to your children, your grandchildren, and they can give it to the cousin, to the relative, to the neighbor, right? And there's no history of that, right?
Right.
So here's what Biden's going to do, and it's unconstitutional, but. See, the Constitution was the Second Amendment was to protect us from the government, not like they wasn't like crime back then as far as your neighbor and whatnot. You there?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah. So here, so what Biden's going to do is he's going to make every American a gun distributor per se on paper. So basically, so if a gun dealer has a gun and he gives it to another dealer or gives it to another, sells it, he has to keep a track and he has to write down numbers and he has to do a background check. So Biden's going to wave the magic wand and he's going to say every American has a gun dealer status. So basically now what he's going to do is he's going to say, so if you give your gun to your son, you're going to have to pay for a background check for you to give it to your son so the government can track that. You can't just give guns away now. You see what the coup's going to do.
But should you be allowed to just give guns away? Shouldn't there be some way to determine? We've had enough cases where crazy people got a hold of guns and did terrible things with them. Isn't there some way we can be protected from that?
But you understand the government control. Like, yeah, if you have a shotgun that's in your family and it's been passed down for generations, what he's going to do is he's going to give every American gun status. Is that magic?
Yeah, you'll have to call in tomorrow and finish your thought, Joe. Thank you so much for calling, though. Hey, a busy day. Thanks so much for participating. You made it easy calling me today. It gives me something to do with my less than desirable voice at the moment. We'll look forward to being back tomorrow on the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury.